This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. Virginia Vinegar Works repurposes local wine and beer into artisanal vinegar. The operation spreads out over a couple of rooms inside a building alongside the tracks that cut through Metropolitan Shipman. When I got there, owners Jay and Stephanie Rostow were busy topping up rows of imposing wooden barrels.
Very much like a winery, the wine tends to evaporate out of the barrel because the barrel is a porous piece of wood. And over the course of time, the liquid will evaporate out of that barrel, and you want to keep the headspace topped up. You don't want to have any air in that barrel. So periodically, you'll go through and you'll go to all your barrels and you'll top them up with a little bit of extra, in our case, vinegar of the variety, and get rid of the airspace in the barrel.
Describe your vinegar, please.
We start out with wine or beer from local wineries and some breweries, and we go ahead and...
I see Star Hill over here.
Exactly. They're one of our partners. As a matter of fact, we take their amber ale and we make an absolutely outstanding malt vinegar out of their beer. It's not a very hoppy beer, and it's got a good residual sweetness to it, so it makes for a very nice malt vinegar. Basically, we inoculate wine or beer with a known bacterial culture, which is the Acetobacter. And the Acetobacter's job is to take alcohol in the presence of oxygen and convert it to acetic acid. It takes about 2 to 3 months, the way that we do it, to convert alcohol into vinegar.
Why are you doing this?
We've brewed beer before. We've had a fun time brewing beer, and we've taken a little foray into making wine. And we were over at a farmer's market in Northern California some years back, and we noticed that a good number of the producers at that farmer's market had their own individual little pressings of olive oil, and there was not a drop of vinegar to be seen at that market. And we really like olive oil and vinegar on our salads. So we came back here and kind of tucked that back away, and we thought about this for a while and thought, oh, let's just make some just for kicks and grins. Let's see if we can do this just for the heck of it, you know. And we bought crock after crock after crock and started filling up these crocks with wine in our house, and we just started gathering the most amazing collection of fruit flies you've ever seen. And so we're literally swinging in our house trying to breathe and forget trying to have a nice glass of wine. You know, then you've got to cover your wine with something, or else you just get these incredible suicidal fruit flies that are going for it all the time. So that forced us to move our production out of the house. We got a lot of requests from friends. They really liked our product. We were very successful at doing it and came out with a very nice product right away. And a little bit of trial and error, but you know, we started making vinegar and realized how good a homemade vinegar was compared to what was made in the store. We have a completely different process than a store-bought vinegar.
Want to talk about that?
Sure. Store-bought vinegars are made in what's called the bubble column reactor. And that is basically a computer-controlled system, which is a large stainless vat with an aerator at the bottom. And you aerate the liquid, keep it at an appropriate temperature, and within 2 to 3 days, you have vinegar. And that vinegar is very, very strong, very acidic. So you'll notice on a lot of the store-bought vinegars, it'll say on the label, diluted with water to such and such percent acidity. And that's why they do it, is because it's so very acidic. And their process is designed to use up every last bit of alcohol and convert that to acetic acid entirely. We don't do that. There are still small trace amounts of alcohol left in our product. It takes 2 to 3 months for us to convert a batch of vinegar. We use a process called the Orleans method, and this is the old-fashioned method that came out of the 16th century France. We've been...
Who knew?
You know, well, some winemaker back then knew. All of a sudden, he was finding out that his wine wasn't what it was supposed to be, apparently. And he had an oh-no moment, but then figured out something to do with this fantastic product.
Okay, you have success in your house, despite the fruit flies. And now you're set up in an independent building with numerous casks around. What took it from, you know, this kind of homegrown experiment to a business?
It was basically the support of people that we knew, and the fact that there was a great hole in the local foods environment with regards to vinegar. Nobody was making any. And we had, at the time, it was just under 200 wineries in the state of Virginia when we started with this. And we thought, my God, you know, not every one of these wineries is going to be successful with every batch of wine they have. And inevitably, they're going to have some wine that's going to be going towards vinegar that they're going to want to make go away. And their option is to dump it if there's no vinegar plant to take it. Well, there wasn't any vinegar plant to take it. So now that there's a vinegar plant, we generally get the wine, which the winemaker realizes he doesn't want to or can't legally sell anymore.
And how'd you set this up? It sounds like massive networking.
At first, we started asking, and we had some pretty amazing responses, some of which were welcoming, some of which were doubtful, some of which were the winemaker being fairly well insulted by me calling and asking him if he had any wine which is going towards vinegar in the first place. So this wound up being sort of a hard road to take at first, but once winemakers realized that we weren't out there to tarnish their name, we were out there to repurpose something that they would normally waste and throw away anyway, they started to get it.
You bottle it.
We do.
All
we
right.
Do.
And what's that process?
We pasteurize the vinegar and then we bottle it.
Okay. How do you pasteurize it?
We put it into a vat and we heat it up to 140 degrees and we let it sit for a half an hour. And that basically kills the acetobacter bacteria. And what we're trying to do is...
It would sort of stabilize it at that point?
It
does. What does it do?
It does. The aceto... If we were to put our product out unpasteurized, it would be considered a raw vinegar, which there's absolutely nothing wrong with, and many people like raw vinegar. However, on the shelf, that vinegar will begin to change. And as the consumer opens up that vinegar and begins to use it and introduces oxygen to the bottle, that vinegar will start to rework because the bacteria is still alive and there's still a food source there for it to work with. The vinegar can become stronger again. It can become sharper. Do you want to see the bottling room?
Yeah.
You want to check that out?
We'll give you the rest of the tour.
This actually is a 500-gallon tank with red wine being converted right now. And you can look in the tank and you can see this gelatinous mass on top that's formed. Go ahead and poke your finger in there and feel it, because it's pretty amazing stuff.
Oh, wow. It's like a sheet of rubber, almost. What does that mean is happening?
Basically, that's proof that the wine underneath the mother is being converted to vinegar. That is considered the mother,
that gelatinous mass,
which is actually bacterial cellulose. Many folks think that in starting a vinegar, you need to have a piece of that mother to get the batch to go off properly. But there's actually...
Like a sourdough starter.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's actually the liquid underneath that has much more bacteria in it than that mat on top. So basically, when we start a new batch, we're just using some of the old vinegar in the vat and adding new wine to it.
Artisanal vinegar is bottled and labeled very much like wine. That done, it's ready to use.
Do you do chicken?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so
chicken.
Poach some chicken with this.
Okay.
About 50-50, water and vinegar. Yeah. And go ahead and just season up a chicken breast or whatever and set it into a pot, cover it for 20 minutes or so. That chicken's done. We peel that chicken off the breast and cut it up and put that over a mixed green salad. It's awesome.
Pictures and relevant links for Virginia Vinegar Works can be found on the Spark page at WMRA.org.